All right, you may be seated. I want you to write down on your pad, am I ready for this type of leadership? I'm going to tell you what it's going to take because, see, you've moved from one dimension to another one. This thing is not just pastoral, now it's apostolic. So there's a lot of pioneering, a lot of territories we will go into that the average church have never been. So you got to check yourself out. Are you ready for this type of leadership? I'm going to give you something to substantiate your faith. I'm going to give you a six-fold look at faith, how your faith can be strong all the time. But I want you to remember Gideon Army. It wasn't ready for it. And the reason I'm saying that, even now in the aspect of entering into the realm of health, moving from just a healing revival to a health understanding, some of y'all buckled. All of y'all should have made whatever effort you have to make to be in backup, to be in your place while I was teaching it. Whereas tonight, God called me off it. I mean, it's ridiculous. The people who stay at home and their own health, the revelation of how, say for instance, you do what you have to do when you're going into another level. Amen. Somebody teach you. The man says, get in a hot shower, hot as you can stand it. Then he said, get in the cold shower right behind it 7 times, stay in there a minute. And he said, just scream. So I did it. I just screamed this morning. Okay. I did what he told me to do. He said, drink 8 ounces of water so, as soon as you get up. Yep. So if your digestive system haven't got something out, it'll have something to worry about. So just things like that. Right. But I'm going to want to know how to follow orders.
Yes, sir.
And leaders, you should make this church look strong at all times. Many of y'all wasn't there. Y'all just stay at home. It don't make no sense. Wednesday night, stay at home. I say to you who got business, y'all can shut the business down, put somebody else in it. That's why God put you in the thought that own your own business. Amen. And so, you know, if y'all get the question and get scared, what's going to happen to the people? The people are going to get questioned and get scared. Then all I'm trying to do is extend their life for them to live a long life. Now, I'm going in secret. I'm going in private. I'm going by invitation. The whole church, not ready. I told them, take everything off the internet about that healing, the health. Take it all. Yeah, I mean, the church not ready for it. I called my organization, the LTMA. I said to them, shut it down. They ain't ready for it. How you know they tell you wasn't ready for it? They're not ready for the body of Christ as an apostle. I know they're not ready for it. They stay home, and they want to do what they want to do, and they want to pray and want God to heal them, but they won't do what they need to do. So y'all think about that. Some of y'all dropped the ball on that, but that's all right. Let me teach you about faith now. In Mark 11, 22, at 23 and 24, you got the fig tree episode. What you have there is, well, what I want to share with you is to be a leader and to have people following you, you can't operate on just your faith. Okay? That, you know, that marvelous voice says, have faith in God. Or have the God kind of faith. Or have the faith of God. In other words, you have to know when you're dealing with different issues, in spiritual situation, that you're not just operating on sword and faith come by hearing, even though that's the type of faith you have to operate in God's faith. But you have to know that not only your faith is working on that scenario, that God's faith is in there, God's faithfulness. Let's look at God's faithfulness. God is faithful, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Would he ever fail you?
No, sir.
So what it does to your faith, it gives your faith a tenacity and a courage and a boldness to know that what you're saying, God is saying the same thing.
Yes,
so your faith bring you in divine. Let's do it. Let's say it this way. My faith bring me in divine agreement with God's faith. And this is going to help your personal life too. If you're dealing with something, anything I teach you, you can parallel it what you're dealing with in your life. All right. So my faith, the soul, then faith come by hearing faith in Romans 10:17. It's the same faith that God has. It's God's faith coming through his word. So it put me in divine agreement with what God has me doing out of his word. How many see it? See, he said, have faith in God. So therefore now, you don't have to wonder, do I have enough faith? Mm-hmm. Remember Jesus talked about the mustard seed faith? That's why he said, just give me something. Just give me something. Because you cannot have faith, biblical faith, and not connect with God. Okay. So yeah, see what I'm saying? So what faith is saying, what God is saying through faith, I'm doing this through you.
Yes, sir.
I'm using you as my instrument as if I was doing it myself. So don't buckle. Don't buckle when your mind go to playing game on you. You go to people don't want to flow with you. You don't have everybody backing you up. Don't buckle because it's my faith on the line, not yours.
Yes,
that way now, if circumstances and situations try to talk you out that you're not gonna make it, it's impossible for God not to make it.
Right.
Huh? Secondly. And then, he said, very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and should not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He said, he shall have whatsoever he says. Well, that's strong because you're operating in God's faith, not just your faith. You understand that? And then the Mark 11, 24 said, therefore I send you what things soever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them, and you should have them. Now, this is very important, class. That this is nowhere Sunday school.
Right.
You can't have faith without hope. See, hope is a desire, an expectation. We're talking about supernatural. Hope is a desire. It's an expectation. It's believing for fulfillment. And no doubt about it. That's the supernatural hope. Now, that's Romans 5, 1 through 5, because you're going to go through some things sometimes. Tribulation, test. Trial, but faith works with righteousness. You look at Romans 5:1. See, we're justified by faith. That's faith working with righteousness. Then you're going to find faith accessing grace in 5:1-2. Faith accessing grace. Faith access grace that you can stand in it. Now, this is so important because when faith access grace in Romans 5:2, and you're standing at grace, you're standing in a position where faith's saying is already done. Let me go over that again. that kind of shook by you there. In Romans 5:1-2, you're there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, now the first thing you say, you're justified by faith. So faith cooperates with righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Righteousness means I'm in right standing with God. Now, that's a strong. But then it says faith access the grace wherein we stand. Well, when we're standing in grace, we're standing in something that's already done. So we're standing in two worlds, the visible and the invisible. Faith operate in the invisible and make things that are invisible come into the visible. Are you following me? So if you're not operating in faith, you could be standing in what you have and don't know you have it. So that's where doubt, discouragement come. Because you're looking at a symptom or you're looking at a series of event that look like they're not going to turn around. So you got to be seeing further than those event by faith and the grace that you're standing in. See, the grace you're standing in, I keep myself in alignment with that grace with Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So the spiritual is stronger than the natural. So what you see and what you feel and what somebody else is saying doesn't really matter if you know how to stand in that grace. What the situation is saying, what you're feeling, it doesn't matter. As long as you stand, by faith, you stand in that grace. And that same verse, the second verse, it says, then it brings you in hope. Then you go down to verse 5. And hope make it not a shame because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Now the Holy Ghost has come on the scene. Now the love of God has come on the scene. Now we're in Galatians 5:6. Faith was working by love. Now we're going to connect faith with something that is unfailing. 1 Corinthians 13 tells us the love of God cannot fail. See? So we have to remember our leadership is more so than in a visible place. We're working in an invisible realm where everything is possible. And the physical realm or the visible realm in leadership has to be shook up sometimes.
Yeah.
You never can get people to go to another level, a coach, When he's coaching a basketball team, if he want them to rise higher, he got to press them higher.
Right. Yes, sir.
They got to sweat. They got to be a little afraid. They got to say, I don't know if we can do it. Yeah, you can do it and push them, push them. So that's what we do as leaders. That's what we do to the laity. They're going to set back if we don't push them. So I push them. You're supposed to be a sort of a foundation around me,
right,
saying, all right, I don't understand it all myself, but I'm in leadership, so I'm with you. So I'm going to make a sacrifice to be at this service because I know this is a new territory. And I'm not going to let my man of God be there by himself.
Amen,
amen. I mean, is that right? We learn it. We got to learn, see? See, it's not, when you're in leadership, it's not all about you and what you want.
That's right.
Sacrifice.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Sacrifice, responsibility, accountability. Standing when everybody else sitting down.
Right.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
You know, if you find out it's too tough, just turn in your resignation. Because it's going to get tougher and tougher. I'm going to tell you right now. You're going to get more. You're going to need more dedication and more dedication. But I'm telling you, the fiber of the reward is past your understanding. You cannot do nothing for God. You can't put your life on the line in no way that God don't start improving everything you touch. God put you in your just not. God put you in this thing for a reason. You were chosen for a reason to receive some blessing that you would have never seen if you weren't in that position. But you got to be, you know, God, you can't do nothing for God for nothing. He wouldn't be God. He'll get you promoted. He'll cause something to happen on your job. And I ain't going to stay here long, but I'm just going to let you have a little peep. He'll do something for you. He say, time for you to die. Law said, no, not time for her to die. I need her 35 more years. See, this is not this. This is way, and money will come in, but it's way beyond money. This is blessing. The reward of faith and in the position that God put you in. So now, the second aspect that you have to cluster your faith is in Galatians 2:20 and 21. You find in the middle of that verse, Paul teaching, he says, that you live by the faith of the Son of God. Now you got God faith. Now you got your faith. We'll get to your faith later. But God, now you're living in Jesus' faith. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ living in the life that I now live. I live by in the flesh. In the flesh, thank you, Lord. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith. Have faith in God. Now I live by. You see? By the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And the next verse here, I will not what? Wait, so why you don't want first grade grace? What I told you just now, what you doing in grade? What you doing in grade? Standing. Who that was? Who said that? Yeah, you're standing. Y'all got to listen. Like you're standing in grade. And so if you don't operate in the appropriate percentage of faith, I'm just using this to try to get my point across. You know, the appropriate portion of faith, of having faith in God and living by the faith of the Son of God, you're not operating in a degree of faith high enough for leadership. Because what you want to do, what y'all did when I started teaching on this health, y'all frustrated the grace of God, some of y'all. You can when you wanted to. It's nonchalant. And I mean war. I mean war to get God people to live longer. See what I'm saying? Like I said, now you find the sheet the best way you can. Only certain people are going to be text when I teach it on a Sunday evening or Saturday morning, because I'm going to take them to the max. And they all going, I don't care what kind of disease they have, they're going to leave their body. That is so clear that there's no incurable. Let me pause there a minute. Incurable disease. It's so clear to me that this morning, you know, I've been reading all night long. But I'm so clear, laughing and crying and falling out my chair, because it's so clear. I've been so stupid. When you see how clear it is, and what can happen to us, and how we can be vibrant and healthy. It doesn't matter what the doctor has said. It don't matter what, book he read. I read out of what we call a little murky book, I believe they got. That book don't mean nothing when you understand how, watch this, how to let your body heal itself.
Amen.
You give it the right stuff, Hey, baby, losing weight, no problem. Losing weight, but you don't go into it for losing weight. You just go into it for a normal life. What you said, I'm going to get off that. I'm just telling you about that. You see, we messed up on it. All right, now. So now we got the second aspect of faith we got to deal with. First one was Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. This is Galatians 2:20-21. We see that faith and grace work together. Now, why is it so important that faith and grace work together? I want to scream. Why is it so important? Because grace is telling my faith, this is already done. We just got to go through the process.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, notice who I haven't mentioned yet. Yeah. Defeated. No sense mentioning him.
Right.
We mention him too much. We give him too much clout. Mm-hmm. Grace don't respect him. Mm-hmm. Faith don't. Grace says, it's already done.
Yes, sir.
Now, we had the masterpiece here. Ephesians 2:8 is a masterpiece. Yeah. It's the masterpiece. It's what we shot off of. Yeah. It's what we don't pay no attention. We walk by faith, not by sight. We don't pay no attention to all this stuff. Because you say, for by grace, through faith, I can do anything.
Right.
I'm standing in grace. I have faith. I have God faith. I have Jesus' faith.
Right. Yes,
now, I'm going to show you somebody else's faith you're working with. The Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Why is that? Galatians 5:22.
Yes, sir.
Fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Fruit of the Spirit. One of the fruit of the Spirit is faith.
Right. Yep.
Actually, it's faith dancing with God's faithfulness.
Wow.
Fruit of the Spirit, faith, is faith dancing in God's faithfulness. Howling out real loud, I can't fail. Don't you love it?
Yes,
don't you love it? Don't this produce life in you?
Yes, sir.
You know you can't fail? Huh? Faith dancing in God's grace and dancing in God's faith, saying I can't fail. Every time you feel a sense or permit that you're not going to pass the test, you're frustrating the grace of God. Now, another scripture says you're falling from grace. You don't want to do that because you really not doing it. You believe in it.
Yes,
he didn't tell you do it. He told you believe it.
Yes, sir.
Give me something to work with.
Yes.
Let me do this for you.
Yes,
let me do this through you. See, so in Galatians 5:22, now our faith, when I say I'm operating in faith, I'm operating in God's faith, I'm operating by Jesus' faith, and I'm operating in the fruit of faith.
Yes, sir. Fruit of faith.
Yeah. The Holy Ghost faith. Can he fail? No. It's impossible, you see. We are powerful people, but we've got to have the revelation of how powerful we are.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, then you come to the apostles' faith. Apostolic faith, you know. Paul said many things, I don't have no specific group. Follow me as I follow Christ.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, here's what the apostle said in Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. That's the apostolic statement. See. In the Old Testament, it said that Jesus should live by his faith.
Right.
2 Corinthians 5:7 say we walk by faith, not by sight. That means we walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. See, when you say you're walking by faith, you're walking in the spirit. Because the faith we're talking about is a spiritual commodity because it came out of the word of God. And the word of God is spirit and life. Amen?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Now, let me say this for you, not to jive you in it. God put you in this position for promotion. You heard me? You still in business? You still got your business? Yeah. There's a promotion on your business you wouldn't have if you wasn't in this position. Every business person needs. There's a promotion on your business. You may not know it, but you have something, you have a cutting edge on your business. Because the Holy Spirit wants you to run into another promotion, to another level, so he can use you here. It's a cutting edge. All right? So after you deal with the apostolic faith, now you're down to your faith. Well, I don't know if I'm going to put it that way or not. No. Let me put the other one in. Let me inject the other one in there. That's one you wouldn't have never thought of. That's one in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 when it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And in the power gift, the working of miracles, and the gift of healing, they have faith in there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we who have taught this recognize we have to give a handle on this type of faith. It's called special faith. It's called a faith that you've used your faith, you've trusted God for his faith, and then the Holy Ghost faith, and then all of a sudden God drop a gift of faith in you that you raise the dead. See, because you can't raise the dead unless those three power gifts working. The gifts of healing, the working of miracles, and special faith. We call it special faith. I think it gives it a good name, but it's operated as the Spirit will, but guess what? The Spirit willing. Spirit always willing. It's the flesh that weak. So we taught that idea of, you know, you got to be in some kind of position for them nine manifestations to come in, but not necessarily so. They're all on go. They're all on go. And if you need them, if an extreme situation come up, because see, that special faith is for an extreme situation that come up that you need a boost of power right now. That special faith. Whew, come in there. And things out of the ordinary start happening. Okay? Number six, your faith come in. So the faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, faith. Now you bring that in, but you're connected to the other five. So you recognize you're not alone. Now, just a few more minutes. In order for us to accomplish what God want us to accomplish, there has to be an intimacy with God. You have to do this personally in your truck or wherever you are. You got to make sure you're having that intimacy. You make sure you're having that closeness. You must make sure that you're ready to receive whatever direction he give you. I'll give you a voice for that. It's a powerful voice. That is not much talk about Jeremiah 29:13. It talks about, look at it right quick. It's talking about, you know, if you seek him with all your heart. See, yeah, you'll find him. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, you'll find him. Because he not lost, you lost. You'll find him in your car, anywhere you are, you'll find him. And then you walk with a certain boldness. Yeah, you got a certain tenacity about you. Because you have boldness, access, and confidence. Well, when you walk with me, you notice how apostle, I ain't that smart, but I just got a boldness with me because I'm in contact him. You see, we're gonna talk about wearing a crown of manifold wisdom this morning, how to wear it, how your life gonna leap this morning. You see what I'm saying? But you got to have that boldness. Write that down. Access and confidence. You'll find that in Ephesians. Yeah, Ephesians. I think it's Ephesians 1:1. Tell you about that, the unsearchable riches of Christ. And talk about a boldness and an access and a confidence that we have to have in the spirit world, in the spirit realm, in the supernatural. We got to have that with us. I don't care how you feel. You got to have that. You got to strap them shoulders back, stand up and talk like a man. Talk like a man of God. Talk like a woman of God. That's what leadership is. These people watching you. It ain't just on me. When you move around that sanctuary, you should move like a leader. When I'm preaching, I look at you, whether you understand me or not, you ought to be bold. Say, go with it, Apostle. I'm with you. And then, as soon as you say that, you might catch on, but you can't just sit by there wondering, wonder what he's talking about. Then I feel you. I feel you with your doubtful self. I feel you. I say, oh, Lord, let me get away from here quickly. No, I'm just. So the boldness accent. Now, all of this roll over in your family, roll over in your business, roll over in taking care of your children. Roll over and take care of your grandchildren. Roll over in your finances. Because you know this.
Yeah.
You cannot, as leader, can never afford, I'm going to another thing now, we can never afford to suffer an identity crisis. An identity crisis. You have to know who you are. You have to know you're a spiritual leader. You have to know, you have to have the understanding of your identity. Most people suffer identity crisis. That's why a husband and wife don't get along. The husband forget he a husband. He got an identity crisis. He forgot he's supposed to lead. He forgot he's supposed to take the bulk of the suffering. Yes, not sir. The woman. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sometimes we forget. We sit down, you go get this. You sit down, sitting on your butt, talking about you go get this, you go get this. It's outside, it's cold. You don't send your wife outside, talking about go get some wood. Get your tail out there. You get your turn. Ain't no turn. You go get to the wood every time. That's an identity crisis, man. So that can happen to you spiritually, you know. You sitting around here thinking you're a laity. You sitting around here griping about health, teaching, about, I don't know if I could turn all the meat loose. And that's what's sitting there blocking your arteries, and you would have no cholesterol if you don't eat meat. All cholesterol comes through meat and comes through chicken too. I'll tell you about how they got an inspector. He got to inspect 300 cows in 1 hour. The inspector. You cut them open and the inspector go around and checking them. And if the inspector said, oh, that's cancer right there. Cut that out and keep running it down the line because it's going to the store, baby. You tell me, your doctor won't tell me we're not eating cancer. What? You eating the cow, ain't you? That's how you got in there. Cancer don't just come jump in your body. You help it. So that's Galatians 2:20, 21 again, and Philippians 3:10. We got to know to be a leader. God, don't that time pass. To be a leader, we got to know the power of his resurrection. Third thing is insight from the Holy Spirit. Partnership with the Holy Spirit. Friendship with the Holy Spirit. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So important. So pardon, insight from the Holy Spirit, John 16:13. Holy Spirit teaches us. Holy Spirit teach me. Need not that any man teach you, 1 John 2:27. You have an anointing that teaches you. This is what I need to be. This is what I need to be doing. So the partnership of the Holy Spirit creates intimacy with all spiritual things. Intimacy with the word, intimacy with revelation, intimacy with anointing. The Holy Spirit, his job is to produce intimacy. But you have to have intimacy with him. So for a long time in the church, we didn't never say nothing to the Holy Spirit. Because we scared we were doing Jesus an injustice. Right. They won, baby. Yeah. Say, Holy Spirit, I need your help.
Yes.
Show me what to do here.
Show me what to do.
And the Holy Spirit, he'll answer you by results.
Amen.
Okay? All right. So you never can get in a jam. So we got, and I'm going across these things fast, but I just want to bump you with it. Now, as a leader, you're going to have to know about the, and you might hear me go over and over these because it's different avenues you can come. These apostolic secrets for acceleration in ministry. It's apostolic secrets for acceleration in ministry, or acceleration in life, or acceleration in leadership, acceleration in power, acceleration in dominion. All of these things.
Yes,
dominating at your home, dominating in your neighborhood, dominating, man. What, operating in dominion? Why? Because you know some secrets. You know some insight.
Yes,
and you got the mighty Holy Spirit telling you the next turn to make.
Hallelujah.
I think he know where he's going.
Yeah.
Because he's been there before.
Right.
Matter of fact, he already there before he get there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, your job and your understanding, you must understand this, that you're involved in the inner working of the church. You're involved in the inner working of the church. I have no scripture for that. I didn't even put a scripture on that. Involved in the inner working of the church, but I just give you the last part of Ephesians chapter 1 where it tells you how much the church is full above all principality, power, might, and dominion, even named that is named, and it tell you why by the power of the resurrection in the latter voice of Ephesians 1. All right? I don't have no diagram of how you do something. That's the problem. You got too many formulas. See, you can't flow in the spirit with formulas. So I sort of kind of hang. See, even for service, I'm just kind of hang. I don't know what I'm gonna do out there. I just hang with the Holy Ghost, and therefore you won't get starched and you won't get stale and you won't get in the same format. And the Lord can't do what He want to do. So the inner court of kingdom purpose and provision. You're supposed to stay in the inner court. That's Luke 17:21. That the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. And I'm going to give you another aspect. Let me just tell it to you again because I'm talking fast. The inner court of kingdom purpose and provisions, plural. Luke 17:21. And it said the kingdom of God is within you. Let me tell you what the kingdom of God is. That kingdom of God on the inside of you is the fountain of life. You've heard of the fountain of life, right? But that kingdom of God is inside. That's the real fountain of life. Everything flows through it. Power, grace, mercy, goodness, forgiveness. I mean, just et cetera, et cetera. Whatever you need to live the abundant life, see, it's all there. You're coming out that fountain. And so that you have to know the purpose. You have to know why God bless you. Why God want to bless you. Why God want to give you rest. Why God want to keep you strong at an old age. Why? You know why? Why? He want to advertise.
Yes,
somebody who been serving me. Yes, somebody who know me personally. Yes, somebody who have intimacy with me. Yes, somebody who not living a normal life.
Oh, glory.
The reason that God's beginning to teach us about health is He's looking for a remnant of people who will prove Him out. I'll give you an example, Kevin. Watch what I'm going to tell you. Before the flood, men lived 970 years, all kind of. After the flood, they dropped to 100. You know why? They start cooking. They start eating meat. Just go ahead and read your Bible. Don't take my word for it. They started cooking and eating the meat. And that meat petrified on the inside of you. And I want to call them, I'll be unjust. I want to call them maggots. But parasites build, I want to call them maggots. So parasites build colonies in your body. And that's where them disease come from. Now, I'm going to tell you, excuse me, you got your wife with you, but crap supposed to go in the toilet, not live on the inside of you.
Amen.
Your lymphatical, I never know the lymphatical system. That's your sewer system. That's why you got to exercise. When you exercise, you got to do something. When you exercise, you help it flow. That's what you're advertising for. So you can get anything out of you that don't supposed to be in you. Say what? Say, man, but I got indigestion. That's a 550 out there. I got indigestion. Pepto-Bismol, Tylenol, all them. What you got in your purse? No, I ain't there. Just listen to me. I'm trying to get you somewhere I never been.
Right, yes, sir. Yes,
Let's
sir.
Go together.
Let's go together. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You know how I feel this morning? 25.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
25 and alive. I ain't on jive. I'm telling you. It's just real, man.
Yes,
just real.
Yes,
now, I haven't eaten meat for 8 weeks.
Right. Yes, sir. Right. Right.
But, I feel like the picture of health. I'm trying to tell y'all something.
Right. Yes, sir.
Ain't no age, neither.
Right. Amen.
You even look better. Ain't no age.
Right.
Ain't no age. Just follow me a little. Just follow me a little piece down the street.
Yeah.
Watch what happens. Yes, you say, I'm glad I came.
I'm glad I came. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, another thing. Increasing activity in the supernatural realm. That's Ephesians 1:18-21 all day long. That's how you increase that. You got to have supernatural wisdom, supernatural knowledge, supernatural understanding, supernatural power, supernatural inheritance, supernatural calling. All that supernatural. So you want to increase in the supernatural realm, you're going to have supernatural faith. You're going to have supernatural hope, supernatural love. You're going to have all these activities that the Holy Spirit is willing to do out that fountain of life that's in you to bring you into a productive position where the grace of God can work and function through you.
Yes, sir.
Everything's supernatural.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everything clicking.
Amen.
Everything clicking.
Everything.
In the realm of supernatural. Everything clicking. Everything clicking. I'll use an illustration here this morning. Two illustrations. One name I'm going to call. The other one I'm not going to call a name. I'm just going to use the illustration. Let me tell you about leadership. Like Janet. She's been working with us for a long time. I know she had a desire to be married. And, you know, I'm just sticking with her because she always, anything she helped me with all my children. And God sent her faithful. And God sent her husband here. Now, apostolic leadership. Family going by a house. The wife excited. Children excited. The husband excited. Going by the house. I pass by the house. Call them and tell them that's not the house. Come to my house. I want to talk with you. Can you handle it? I mean, the woman was all excited. She told me how the yard looked. How I drove by there 1 minute. I said, nope, it's not the house. This is not what they deserve.
Amen. Amen.
Got the money. Over $400,000. They got it cash. Like they've been following somebody. So I get in the car with them because they're so faithful. I ride with them for 2 hours looking for houses.
Wow.
They don't know what my commission going to be, but I'm just... So I said, I called, they're looking at the house. I'm telling you how to follow a leader.
Yeah.
They're looking at the house. I called the wife. I said, tell your husband I need to talk with him. Don't sign no paper right now. I didn't like the surrounding. You ride down the street and the old raggedy cars and stuff like that. No, we can't do that. Because now I ain't going to lie. You bring me to the house, how you like it? I don't like it at all. I don't even want to eat. Husband come to me and said, oh, no, apostle, it's out. See, a man got to lead his family. And I never disrespect a man's family. But when the family love you and when the family trust you, you know, you got an old contrary wife. I don't see why you let him tell you what kind of house to buy for us. Shoot, we are our own people. He just at the church. I just want to see how they're going to come out. Boy, they're going to be a bad deal, boy. Lord going to do something for them. They'll be shouting all over the yard. I'll be shouting with them. Now, let me give this one. I'll give you the rest of them later, but this one is so powerful. You've heard me touch on it. What time is it? My wife must be going to stop. 9:46. I'll give you this last one. In Hebrews, you hear me talking about Hebrews 12, 22 through 24. This is the most powerful revelation I ever read up on. This is a power of revelation. You're invited into the courts of heaven to receive unstoppable verdicts, decision, and judgment. You're invited in the courts of heaven to receive unstoppable verdict, decision. All right, how many of y'all still won't be a leader in here? Stand up. I mean, if you think it's too much, I need to go ahead and let you go now because either of you.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
And and this is not an escalator or an elevator. Sometimes you got to walk up the step.
Huh.
The leader's got to walk because leader gonna have loyalty saying, "Shoot, man," and you can't talk with them when they come to my man. Pastor talking about all that. Pastor talking about that. I can't eat all that, man. I'm like my food. I'm wait a minute. Hold that. I'm trying to get what this man's saying. We're not going to have no conversation about this.
That's right.
You need to shut them down because you're helping them kill themselves.
Right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, Jackie going so beautiful this morning, sing the Lord Prayer for us.
Because
she gifted. She gifted. Why have all this talent here and not use it? This woman is a professional. They would like to have her in high places, way from Darrow,
right,
because of her training. She have developed herself. She can do it.
Right, sir.
See? I want the choir back now. See, some people, I had to get rid of some people before all this happened. So, oh, yeah. I want the choir back. I want youth people who got talent and sing till we fall out, just cry and just spit and roll on the floor. I'm telling you, that's all right. I believe in it. I believe in spitting and rolling on the floor and falling out and asking, where am I? I love it. I love it. I'm not starchy at all. But what I had to do is I had to get the breakthroughs we need, you see. All right. We'll take up next time. Next time we meet. But I think if you go over this and look at this, it will give you more of a grip on your own life as well as your position as a leader. You know, sometime I don't know where I'm going in aspect. Now that sounds like it's, but I trust him so much. And he don't tell you everything. He sometimes speak one sentence for a whole thesis. In other words, some of y'all smart enough to understand what I'm saying there. In other words, I'm going to write the thesis, but you got to start off.
Right.
Trusting me. It's going to come out all right.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And so that way, on the spot power, on the spot revelation start coming for to bring you somewhere you can't interrupt.
Right.
See, if you know, you got me right. So if you know everything, you're going to interrupt. You're going to plan it, and you're going to try to diagram it, and you're going to try to set it up. So the way miracles, signs, and wonders work, you don't know when it's going to hit.
Right.
But you got to trust him, because he tell you, go right 15 steps. You got to go them 15 steps before you see anything. Leave the 16th step up to him. May great grace and great power, great anointing, all the health and healing and health you need, and all the wealth you need will come into your life as you obey and follow the Spirit of God. All right, Montreal, I'm out. Peace be unto you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.